This is called Daddy's Little Girl, and it's about an abused girl named Casey.
Pretty girl is what they always call me. A badge of honor for most girls on the covers of magazines, but for me, it stings. Pretty girl. Pretty girl. She's such a pretty girl.
Yewande Austin is the artist.
'Cause what they don't know, can't know, don't wanna know is that's what he used to call me when he'd sneak into my room at night. Shh, Daddy's here, pretty girl. I'd quiver spontaneously in pain and delight. He wanna play that game with me, touching, sucking, muffled tears in secrecy.
Austin, along with others, will use spoken word, music, dance, and other art forms to interpret real-life stories from trafficking survivors, advocates working to end the crime, and those helping children who have been trafficked. Organizers call it the Facing Sex Trafficking Project, Atlanta's Dirty Little Secret. Yewande Austin is also the artistic director.
For me, I knew nothing about sex trafficking in Atlanta. I've said this many times, but I think it's very important for us to be transparent about this issue, because one of the primary reasons I think that this cycle has spun so out of control is that we are neither aware nor are we really willing to face the issue, which is the heart of it. My experience with sex trafficking really was relegated to the developing world.
Audrey Galick is co-coordinator of the project.
I remember hearing about the organization Street Grace that was founded and operated out of the North Avenue Presbyterian Church because I believe the pastor there had seen young girls trafficked right in the shadow of the church and decided to do something about it and created this ecumenical interfaith coalition to face child sex trafficking.
Daisha Wilbur is also a co-coordinator.
I knew very little. I had met a woman, Keisha Head, who is an advocate here in Atlanta and is also a survivor of... And when Audrey and I really sat down and started thinking about what we wanted to face, she was the person that came to mind. And I've learned so much about the statistics. It's mind-boggling, and I had no idea it was going on, and it's hidden in plain sight.
Yewande Austin says they all believe that there is a creative way to shed light on a horrific issue.
But lessen the sting. Well, we do that through music and the arts and creative expression. So I was charged with the task of collecting a group of amazing spoken word artists, dancers, singers, visual artists, who actually have been interpreting the stories that Audrey has literally been going out into the streets and collecting.
Deja says that wasn't easy.
It was very hard. Audrey and I, we probably went out and looked for stories for 6 months before we found anyone willing and trusting enough to share any information with us. Pairing or partnering the artists with these stories is the best way to communicate this to a larger audience.
We have really created a community of artists through story, and I have to say I really see this story sharing model as a way and using arts as a way that we can spark these very deep conversations in our community. And that's exactly what needs to take place. We need to examine in our own lives what we are either doing or not doing to contribute to the selling of boys and the buying of boys and girls for sex.
The Facing Sex Trafficking Project takes place Thursday night at 7 p.m. at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Atlanta. Rose Scott, WABE News.